Tuck. That's about all I got. No, it's really great to be here in the Faroe Islands. Thank you so much for your welcome. And I'll take too much time if I thank everybody, but I want to thank Marnie and Mai. Amazing human beings.
Fantastic manager.
Wonderful hospitality.
Arnie
gave me the best radio interview I've ever had in my entire ministry.
So
gifted at
so fantastic out
of me is amazing. Really enjoyed yesterday's seminar on the arts. Great to have Sunova there.
Sunova there.
Sigrid.
Sigrid.
I apologize. Maybe if I come back, I can learn to say these things better. But yes, I am a missionary with OM. I'm the least likely person to be a missionary with
OM.
And I'd like to start with a scripture. And then I'll tell you all about why I'm the least likely person to be a missionary with OM. Starting in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Så börjar Örn Korinth av 5:16 på ständer på här.
Yeah, you read it in Faroese.
No, oh, it's in English. Vad heter det först kom? Det är läst först kom. Sejan om du ein är i Kristus är han nytt skapningar, hit gamla är färre, ta i vår nytt och allt det är fra gode som vi Kristus är samt i och om vi så självan och gav och kontenast och sottaren där. Tui vi Kristus samt i god heimen vi sig sjolvan, og tilvakna taimon ikkje sinter tarra, og han hever lagt dyr ui okkon år sottarinnar. Vit er å ta sender på i sted Kristus her, som te heie veri god, ui amente vi okkon, vit bia i sted Kristus her, veri sott vi god. Han som kjente ikkje sint, gjørte han til sint fyri okkon, fyri av vit ui honom skulle være rattvise gods.
You know, we just sang, you guys sing beautifully. Really nice. And we sang a number of songs about that. That we just read here. We talked yesterday about being a new creature in Christ. But that's just a doorway. And a lot of people just hang out at the doorway for the rest of their
Christianity.
Instead of going into more.
And
even if we do like the song said and we give our all,
what does that
really mean?
Am
I giving my all in the doorway, or am I going to walk through the doorway and give my all on the other side of the doorway?
And
what will that look like?
I
mean, for me, I was raised in a broken home.
My
dad was a rich man.
He also had a lot of lovers.
He had a lot of mistresses. And he divorced my mom, and it was a horrible situation. She remarried my stepfather. He was violently brutal. And I was physically abused for 11 years by my stepfather. I hated God. Because God didn't care. While little boys get beat up by their stepdads. And then their mommies die of cancer. And then their daddy's an alcoholic. I had bitterness problems.
We have very troublega vi pastlega.
Father problems.
We have troublega vi papa.
And when I was 19 years old, I decided to kill myself. The only reason I'm alive is because of some Christian young people that went into the bars and nightclubs to tell us about Jesus. And they said, "Don't kill yourself. Die to yourself." Die to yourself.
Dodge till the Shalvan.
And that was a new idea. Don't die to myself. Die to, I thought life was all about myself. I mean, isn't life about me and my happiness and my hormones and my music career? And they're like, "How's that working out for you?" Looks like that's getting you dead.
Det ser ut som att jag förde till att du råd taga liv i allt.
Of course they were right, but I was so full of pride I didn't want to hear it.
Det hade rätt, men jag var så full av stoffliga, jag hade ju höjrat där.
And when they found out that I was suicidal, they were on me like ants on a picnic.
Och då hade jag hört om det här, så var det av mig som, yeah, I don't know how to translate that. We don't have ants here, but... Så jag vet inte hur man omsätter det, men det var av mig på en av vägen som flor och en någon...
Like seagulls on a fish feed or something, I don't know.
I think they got the message.
Go for the metaphor. Okay. So as you can tell, I had some pretty serious issues with...
Som att skilja så var det väldigt troublemaker.
God, my father, whatever.
God, Michelle were fighting.
And my father drank himself to death when I was 24.
Jag var full så då drack pappa mig själv.
I was already a Christian, but there was no opportunity to reconcile with him.
Det var jag var blind en tryckvande, men det var inte möjligt att få att som att ordet sagt, alltså att få förhållandet och nu rättliga.
And I found out after he died that he disinherited me.
Och tar han ut här att han var där att han hade gjort mig arvlösan.
And he was worth a lot of money.
Och han åt en mycket pengar.
And I was only 2 years old when that happened.
Och jag var bara 2 år gammal när han gjorde det.
I just wanted to be with my dad.
Jag bara hur som helst med pappa min.
And this just made the bitterness and the anger even worse.
Och jag bara gjorde att bashkligen och vrien blev bara större.
But my stepfather was still alive.
Men fosterpappa han var stadig alive.
And as I was preparing for to be a pastor in the ministry, God convicted me that I needed to make things right with my stepfather.
Och jag blev pastor och som jag arbetade vid tog så visste Gud mig att jag måste få förhållande med fosterpappa i läge.
And so I made a long drive to go see him.
So he called and lenka to for his son.
Knocked on the door.
Benka Yahurna.
He opens it up.
Han öppnar upp.
He looks at me.
Han tittar på mig och säger.
He doesn't recognize me.
Känner mig släkt.
I hadn't seen him since my mom died.
Jag har inte sett honom sedan min mamma dog.
11 years had gone by.
Ett år var färden.
I was 15 when she died and now I'm 26.
15 år gammal var jag då jag nu var 26.
And I've been working out, I've been wrestling in college.
Hey, pumpar jag nu, hey, we're wrestling, då var
I
skolan.
I wasn't packing what I'm packing now.
Det såg så lös ut.
Yeah, don't laugh, it's rude. And
it's a flend that it's spent.
And you know, it was intense and he said, "Who are you?"
Well, there was intense tones, he could ask too.
And I said, "I'm Bill Drake."
Once where I hear Bill Drake.
And his fear just came over him.
Och jag blev fullständigt förskräckt.
Because he thought I'd showed up to finish the job.
Så han hade nu för att komma Lucas med hela namnet.
And I said, "No man, you don't need to be afraid of me."
We say, "Nej, nej, it's revenge for me."
The Lord Jesus has totally changed my life.
Herren Jesus har fullkomligt brutit mitt liv.
And he let me in and we had a conversation.
Han bjöd mig in och vi hade en samtal.
In the middle of the conversation, he said, "Why are you here?"
Så mitt i samtalet frågade han, "Varför är du här?"
Really?
Verkligen?
And I said, "I'm here to forgive you."
Så är det här för jag fyrtjövat här.
For the child abuse.
För att jag tog boka mig som bad.
Beating my mother.
Att jag boka mig mamma mina.
And my little brothers and sisters.
Mina smarta och syskon.
I'm here to offer my forgiveness.
Jag är här för att göra mina fyrtjövning.
And he looked at me.
Han hukte på mig.
And he says, "Well, you kind of were a problem child."
Och han säger, ja, du var stas en troublemaker bad.
And he owned none of it.
Och han tog inte onka arbet för det nu.
And what was even more upsetting than his response to me was how quickly this old familiar rage inside of me wanted to literally kill. And it scared me. I stood up from his living room and I walked out. I slammed the door and I drove away.
If rest me up, put on horn, knalla I horn after, and I called you down.
20 years go by.
2 years fair.
No email, no phone call, no Christmas card, nothing.
Onto some road to phone, onto all the course, onto.
And then my boss, George Verwer, founder of OM, he gets an offer to do an event where my stepfather lives, and I was going there.
Och så färd George Verwer som var stjåren som är möjliga för att lottaka till ett tilltäck. Och vi började när pappa med ner och jag skrev vi.
And the Holy Spirit revealed it was time to reconcile with my stepfather again.
Och hela anden säger mig nu att jag på att förhållande efter läge.
I didn't want to.
Efter läge pappa till men jag är tjotelda.
But my youngest brother set it up and I met with my stepfather after 20 years.
Sen yngste bachen min sydde för att det blev görst och jag möttes vid fosterpappa min.
And as we met together he just reminded me of how much I hate him.
Og tar vi kommer og ser om han, så mynte han meg og han, hvordan jeg er hatt igjen.
He said this to me.
Han sier vi meg.
Your ordination as a pastor.
Tog en ordinering som pastor.
Is not worth the children's cereal box you got it out of.
Det er ikke verst til cornflakes-patchen som du finnes der på sju.
And he verbally abused me again. And he's 80 years old. And he's being so cruel.
Og han tar seg ordentlig herlig til meg. Han fortsatt gammel og så herrer.
And I'm just like, I don't care if you're 80. I want to kill you.
And the
Holy Spirit spoke to me
and
said, you need to say this thing to this man right now.
And I'm like,
I'm not saying that.
Og han sier, nei, hatt det sier ikke. Ingen sjanse.
And the Holy Spirit said, yes way.
Og så sier han,
and it began, no, yes, no, yes.
Begynte datter fram, jo, nei, jo, nei.
And the argument ended when the Holy Spirit said, how would you like to still be breathing air when this is over?
Og det enda ved at Heilige Ande sier, hvordan vil du holde fram ved at anda friske luft?
Who made your mouth?
Hva var det som gjør det bunden ikke av deg?
Who gave you life?
Hva var det som gav deg liv?
Who's the Lord of your life? You will not miss now.
Nu fast du inte att lägga allt detta.
Why I allowed these things to happen to you.
Chock me love det att detta hände vid dig.
I really hope there's room in your theology. For the God who allows really tough stuff to happen.
Att det är en Gud som lovar att hända slukt ting.
But as we just sang, he also pays for it.
Men så visst som går så betalar han isen prisen för det.
With his own blood.
Med sin egna blod.
And so I looked at my stepfather and I said, I've got something I need to say.
Så jag hugg till på fosterpappan och säger vi han, jag har något som jag måste säga vittne.
Thank you for those music lessons you got me when I was 5 years old.
Tack för att du gav mig tonlaga undervisning när jag var 5 år gammal.
Now I've done extremely well musically.
Jag har klarat mig väl tonlaga lea.
13 CDs, world music.
13 CD-er og jeg spalt i Radlanheim.
Thanks for investing in my brain and reading me C.S. Lewis, teaching me how to play chess, all that stuff.
Takk for at du har lest for meg C.S. Lewis, at vi da kunne telle sammen.
I've done really well academically.
Og akademisk har vi klaret meg vel.
And he got a tear in his eye and he said, thank you. Because he had never heard me say a nice thing to him in his life.
Han har aldri hørt meg sagt noe pent til seg i livet hans.
And the Holy Spirit spoke too. And the Holy Spirit said, that was really nice, Bill, but that's not what I told you to say.
Så säger Heilige Anden, har du pent sagt, men har du inte som är bättre säga.
Don't help the Holy Spirit.
It's your part, Heilige Anden.
With your little ideas.
Vi tog en liten små huskort om.
He doesn't need your help.
Han är sprung för din hjälp.
He needs our obedience.
Han är sprung för att lyssna.
I was trying to take a shortcut.
It looks on for and
so he gently reminded me that I still needed to be breathing air when the
meeting was over. So I have proof for at anta friska luft.
So I said, Roger, I have something else I need to say.
See we on Roger in the gang must see with them.
Now he gets defensive.
Nu blir han lika som för ni forskare.
Yeah, I know I'm a child abuser.
Jag vet jag bokar på.
I know I beat your mom.
Jag vet att du bokar mamma dina.
He didn't say it, but it was on his face.
Så det säger han så här, men man sa det honom.
He says, no, I'm not here to accuse you.
Så nej, jag är inte här för att anklaga dig.
I need to ask you.
Jag måste bruka för dig att spela till.
To forgive me.
Jag förlåter dig mer.
Because I hate you.
Du är hatad.
And I've spent my whole life hating you.
Vi har brukt allt mitt liv på att hata dig.
I've disrespected you.
I've
cursed you.
Jag har bannat mot dig.
I've wronged you.
Jag har just skrivit ting mot dig.
I wanted to murder you.
Jag vill att dräpa dig.
Will you forgive me?
Vill du förlåta mig?
I've sinned against you.
Jag har syndat mot dig.
He starts to weep.
Han får gråta.
And then his old shaky finger comes up.
Well, sir, this is on the finger, Jimmy Fram.
And I hurt you.
Well, he hurt it, yes, yeah.
I abused you. Will you forgive me, son?
Vill du förlåta mig, son?
You could hear the strongholds breaking.
kunti høyra vegna sum kos alt at hesta skal blóð skratt sunt.
Generations of destruction coming to an end.
Generationer av eyelegging blóð blóð fullstendig að stoppa.
And the Holy Spirit spoke again.
Og heilagi andin tosa aftur.
And he said, Bill, you would have never heard those words in your lifetime.
To would the ultimate life non haft hørt hesi or
if you hadn't been willing
to
go first.
Fist at ferra.
We just read that a minute ago in verse 21.
Vi lósa fyrsta lúta sujani í vers 21.
God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
Han som ikkje kjente synd, gjorde han til synd for okkom, for at vi og i honom skulle være rettvis og Guds.
We were the ones who were wrong.
Vi var de som hadde gjort galt.
We were the ones who sinned.
Det var vi som hadde synda.
We were the ones on our way to hell.
Det var vi som var avvist til helvete.
And he went first.
Og han for først.
Listen, you are never more Christ-like than when you stop blaming other people and you go first.
To lose just on count Christus and Myra and that the just at lasta orum fastje or to first fist.
That's what this passage is all about.
But it tells me that brought the tosarum.
And that's what Daniel has just entered into as the leader of OM in Pharaoh. But
Daniel is akkar fært in ui nu an artikel av la leiar for OM.
This is a ministry of reconciliation.
Er ein tænasta ein sortar tænasta land for lukeits tænasta.
Of sending people and going ourselves to things that are broken and separated and ugly.
Afærra til ting sum eru broten og eru blind skilsunter og sum eru jót.
And bringing the beauty of the worthy Lamb of God and his sacrifice into that situation for the purpose of reconciling it.
Og taka ta vækra sum er blóð Kristusar inn og gera sattagjerna, altså forluka.
Takes our honesty.
Ta tekur okkara ærligheit.
And our brokenness.
Og ta at við er broten.
If you've got any bitterness or hatred in your life this morning because of something your father or your mother or someone did to you.
Tit hava naka pasklaika itla sarta chancellor på grund av onkel som onkel just mot det kom.
And if you haven't forgiven,
tit sha fide jiva.
Jesus said that brings torment.
Yes, so see at the fur till torment det var ju lumma.
It's like a maelstrom of the soul.
Det ligger som till fur till ofri i salen.
Or going first and asking that person to forgive you.
It'll have his be a person for you at heart.
If you've held any anger or bitterness or anything against that person.
Och då är det över vi kommer det it'll då bli basker mot vi kommer det it'll akkurat annat emot det time.
In English we say we have to own our stuff.
Jag ska säga man ska äga det stuff, äga det.
Otherwise we walk around like Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead, and no grave clothes have come off.
And
we're bound up by the grave clothes of Satan, who has convinced you that you are more a victim than you are victorious. I live so much of my life like that.
You live the soft door on Pashtam and Louisville, Patanot.
And now, a lot of my ministry, I talk to a lot of non Christians and I share this story and they understand it.
Because
they don't have a Jesus and a Savior that's going to reconcile them and take the grave clothes off.
They have a Jesus som fer at hjelpa dem at få ting å leie og ta seg av skravklærne av.
But I also talk to a lot of Christians.
And jeg synes også en ekstra trikkvann, den kristen.
They're still wearing the grave clothes too.
De stadig går i sin grave klær.
And so as I was praying about what I might say to you beautiful people this morning, I don't know why, but the Lord put this on my heart, and so I'm bringing it to you.
Och ta i bärfyrk att det skulle tåsa vi till fantastiska människor om i morgon. Jag vet inte hur, men har det lejt mig rätt av hjärsta.
And then I'm going to go back there and I'm going to sing about it.
Nu färg jag att lära dig för att synja sin drömda.
And then I'll come back here. I've got one more little thing to say, and we'll sing together.
Og så kom jeg atter, jeg åkte lute og sier atter, og så får jeg at synge atter sammen.
But this is my testimony.
Hette er min vittnesbyrd.
God has taken a wrecked, bitter, suicidal mess.
God tok en fullstendig og lagt den person vi selvmordstanken.
And he's done total miracles in my life.
Just fullstendig underversk om en løve.
And set me free.
Set me fullkommen frelse.
And then released me to tell other people.
Og sette meg frelse å fortelle øren.
You've been given a ministry of reconciliation as well.
Tid av eisene finnes her tjenestene, sattar tjenestene.
Whereby we beg people, be reconciled to God.
Bønner folk om at være satt vi godt.